Well, hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am live with an episode of Keeping It Real with America's Supermom, and I am so excited to introduce to some of you that may not know Christine Vance. She is truly a supermom in my eyes, and we have a unique story about how we got connected. But before we get into all that, I want to yield the mic to Christine for her to give us a quick introduction as to who she is.
Hi, yes, I have been in HR for almost 15 years now. I love meeting new people. I love working with people, helping people really be their best selves and within their career. Reason why
okay, not sure what is going on with the internet. So many challenges, you guys, and I appreciate your patience with our technology and everything that is happening with us in the background. That is one of the reasons why we were delayed in starting our interview, because of technology. Apparently, I have been on my computer all morning and been doing several broadcasts. And as a result of that, my computer has to be updated in order for things to keep moving as planned. So I had to get a crash course and figuring out what that was all about. So we have tried phone, we've tried all these different things, and now we have the joy of really showing everybody what it's like to be a mom managing so many crazy things in the background. So I want to highlight, I'm just kind of jumping right in there because, you know, life has dealt us this hand today with technology, and so we're making the best of it. So Christine did a phenomenal post on LinkedIn, and it was a post just really being vulnerable about her current life situation. And it really moved me to be able to see this post. You know, it was the feeling that I felt that I could really resonate with her sharing a vulnerable piece of who she was. So I shared the post, and then I reached out and messaged her and told her that I wanted to have her on the podcast so that, you know, I could really share more of her story. And we got on a Zoom call, and the rest is history. So now we are here today. And so I want to kind of give you, Christine, the opportunity to share about this post, what it meant to you, and, you know, what you wanted to get out of sharing that post, first off.
Yay, I think my computer's working. I think yours is too. We're back.
We're back. Look, I've been here the whole time and it's crazy, but go ahead. So about the post that you did, you know, what was it that you did it for? Or just talk to us about this post.
So I will say I had no idea that it was going to go viral, as they say. I put on there recently that my 11-year-old, which is our oldest, had to teach me what impressions meant and views and reactions and all of this and the meaning of it. So the reason why I posted is I've been MIA on my broader network. And on LinkedIn, especially, usually I have more content and updates and interactions with my local HR network and even going to events and then broadly across the US. And since October, since my husband passed away from COVID, I really have just taken a work pause and have been focusing on my own health, my own wellness, and also my children. And at 6 months, I felt that it was a time where I felt comfortable really posting broadly and updating everyone. And I, again, was overjoyed with the reaction and how quickly it was shared. Literally within 2 days, it was over 3 million views and shared worldwide. I would say, I know we had talked about Mental Health Awareness Month, and that was something personally that my phone just consistently went off and dinged so many times within 2 days, I just had to silence it because of the responses, which were fantastic, and being able to have other people, whether it was an actual, you know, comment where they felt comfortable or messages in the background, text messages. So there was no other reason than just locally sharing. And I had no idea that it would go viral and help others. And it's just been really great to have that. And so I hope to take that platform and that opportunity and keep doing that.
I love that. And that was one of the things that really resonated with me when seeing the post. So talk to us, for those that are meeting you for the first time, hearing a little bit about your story, what were some of the comments and things that resonated with people that have reached out to you that they got from this post?
There were several different things. A couple of them were surprising to me. So I'll start with those first. Mm-hmm. One I did share, and this was something that I held private for a very long time, was that my husband was diagnosed within the ICU at the time with multiple myeloma. And that was identified through the broad blood work and the protein that was discovered. He was diagnosed previously with symptoms with another diagnosis because the symptoms are very similar to other illnesses. Mm. And so that was something, unfortunately, that did have compromised his immune system on top of some other underlying factors. And I had a lot of individuals and even individuals that I previously worked with that text me privately. I had people that messaged me privately and had said there is an opportunity to create awareness of misdiagnosis. A lot of individuals aren't aware of what that is. Mm-hmm. And they had a family that have passed away because of a misdiagnosis. And it's something that's not curable. It can happen very quickly. And so that was the first one that I had actually posted and then shared with my daughter within the next day. I did not know how to share that with her. And it was something that I actually decided not to share with my husband. And had asked the doctors not to share with him when it was discovered, because I wanted him to have the determination to hold on and to really focus on one thing. At that time, it was not a value add to have something that would be finite within just weeks to months. And so that was one surprising thing where I feel like maybe that's an opportunity to create some type of more awareness, to help others with that. The second thing were individuals that came to me who had recently someone who passed away from COVID. Mm-hmm. And I had one person who actually stated that they hadn't even shared with their work colleagues that they had a close family member that passed away from COVID. They didn't feel comfortable sharing that. And that, for me, I mean, resonated because it was 6 months before I even shared that with my HR community. individuals that I worked with here in Dallas, which is where I live. And so I could connect to that and really help them and them inspire me. And that's one thing of just even the mental wellness and talking about things in your work and your life coming together. And it's okay to talk about things that are happening in your life because it does affect your work. And so that was another thing of just inspiring others. You see on some of the comments that I was impacted by COVID. I had someone that passed away. You know, you have strength, you're inspiring me. Or do you have any resources that I could utilize, anything that you found? And then the last one that I didn't necessarily see myself as, but others have during this, is that inspiration and having found strength and those messages, which a lot of that you see in the comments of, you know, there for your children and your, you know, this is lifelong, but you're really, you can see it in your face and really being there for them. And I received a lot of messages for that. I mean, it was just, I'm trying to keep up with it. So for everyone else, my own stress level, which I, Lachelle, I learned from you as well, to look at my own stress. I'm telling everyone else, and it's okay not to get to all of my emails in one day. So I'm getting to those still. So I appreciate everyone. And that is something that I felt like I'm on this journey. I'm learning, I'm not perfect. And it's being vulnerable and just, you know, it was only three paragraphs. It wasn't anything I set out to be an inspiration, but yet it created this.
I totally love that. And again, I am so sorry for your loss. And, you know, just the way that you are having the mindset to kind of take some time away. I mean, to me, that was really impressive. But, you know, for people that may be going through what you have experienced, or, you know, it is that challenge when you're with your kids and don't know what's next. What advice would you give them? Because you're actually going through this right now. So what are some of your takeaways that you think are important to share with them about their own journey?
I would say right now what I'm learning is to find out how do I personally deal with the stress. And I'm going to be, again, I love that your podcast and something that I have recently just kind of come into my own is being myself, being vulnerable, and if being okay that if someone doesn't like it, that's okay. And the unknown of if I, you know, share something, and with me not having that next opportunity, that might be with a future employer, but hopefully that they see this and that there's a connection with their employees. But I have been dealing obviously with my own stress. And for me, that's the first thing. And what I put in the post is I was that person that was helping others, but really I need, and leaders need to be helping themselves first. And we always say that, we always teach that, but that's what I'm doing right now, where I need to do that and figure that out and put the tools in place and, identify and be okay with that. And if I take care of myself first, then I can be better for my children. And that took a while for me to really step into that and to see that, because I felt that I had to be strong for them first. And I put myself on pause. And so when I feel like I'm kind of at that state to where now I'm on this journey of, yes, there is the unknown, but one of the things of dealing with the stress and going through this is finding, and I put that on there, is finding my purpose, finding my calling, and that is what's going to lead me to what that next opportunity is. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and so I think that's where I'm really looking, and I think holistically, wellness, especially the month, I know you and I had talked about that, and that being something to really share and being open about, transparent about, and just real, that this can affect, you know, this can affect everyone, and there is a taboo, and we need to destigmatize that, and especially in the workplace.
So true. Yeah. So we have someone who has made a comment. They saw your podcast. You are so strong and brave. Thanks for sharing your experiences. I will continue to pray for your family. Best wishes. So I think it's Francisco Lopez. I'm trying to learn Spanish. Okay. So I don't want to be messing nothing up. But I love that. And, you know, just the ability to be vulnerable. One of the things that I think resonated with me with the post was that you were doing it scared. You know, there are times as a mom, as a parent, as a spouse or whatever, you're doing stuff and you don't have a blueprint. You have to just do it scared and do it with all the unknowns. So, you know, what is it that you do in your routine, or do you have a mantra? What are you saying to yourself to face a lot of these challenges that you're dealing with every day?
Right now I am setting in place a schedule. One of the things that, a couple of things. One is, from the very beginning, I really put in place that, and one of my really great friends had said, you are going to deal with this in an individualized way. Mm-hmm. Everyone does, especially going through a grief journey, and any type of very large trauma or challenge that comes through your life, and do not really care about what anyone thinks. Everyone will have their judgment. Everyone will have their voice and their opinion, but this is about you and finding out how do you find your center and what that looks like for you to take care of yourself and for you to be able to really see this, you know, as yes, it's a challenge, but it is an opportunity. Come back to your faith, and that's going to help you and your children. One of the things that I did at the very beginning for my own well-being was to take 1 hour a day and work out. Mm-hmm. Every single evening, I had a set time. I worked out with one of my very close friends, mm-hmm. and we spoke about everything related to my husband. And he was also very close to him. Those just, you know, memories, reflections, talking about what was really difficult that day. Did I have a trigger, stress? Did I, you know, what was positive? What was hard with the children? I mean, did I have whatever the case was? And it was a safe place that I created for myself, but it was a routine. And that was something, the one thing that I had in place that I would not give up. And that really helped me for the longest time. And again, I'm not perfect, but it really was something that other people didn't always understand. Mm-hmm. But it helped me physically and my mental well-being. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I've instilled. And now recently with my children, we do yoga together. And it's really helped them. We just put on YouTube, make it simple. The baby goes to sleep, and at night it really calms them. One of the difficulties they had were going to sleep at night. And so we'll do 10-minute yoga sleep, and they're able to go on. They have some of the, you know, a teacher. And again, it may not be every night, but we try our best. And they saw me do that. They saw me being able to become happier. And my daughter, Zoe is our 11-year-old daughter. She keeps me accountable now. because she sees, hey, mom, if you don't do that, I can see a difference. Yes. And so she sees, hey, mom, if you're not taking care of yourself, that there is an outcome there. And that if you take care of yourself, you're helping us learn that through, you know, yoga or eating right, and how that can help us through our journey, just as one simple thing, beyond all, you know, other resources. As far as, you know, structure and one thing that we're doing that may be a little more out of the box, applicable to other things just beyond a grief journey, that I think could help others within different, you know, different challenges that they may face or in general.
I love that. That, I mean, I think that's excellent, because I know for myself, I could always use some exercise. And doing it with the kids is great. Now, talk to us. One of the things that I found so profound as we talked before we decided to do the podcast was how your relationship has taken a turn with your daughter, your 11-year-old daughter. So can you speak to some of the things that have changed and, you know, how you all are supporting one another through this time?
Yes. With her, I would say more so than the other children. Previously, so my husband was a stay-at-home father. And so I worked, and within my career, I did, you know, I commuted like a lot of individuals do. And I worked longer hours. And so with that, there were times where I wasn't able to always attend events for her. And so there were some of those gaps in being able to build that one-on-one connection, whether it was through homework or maybe a soccer practice or just those small moments. But the moments that really matter. But there were times throughout my career where I could have more flexibility to be able to shift schedule and do that. And through this, I really found that that is a need. And I know you and I had talked about it, especially as working mothers, but working parents more broadly, that is something that's really important and something now that's really important to me. And that I want to, in my HR influence space, to be able to say that it's flexibility and being able to have those moments is critical for someone to be, and I don't, you know, that's the cliche words, but to be their best selves. Right now, and having this time with her, I've been able to rebuild that relationship. No, again, we're not at a point to, you know, rebuild 5-6 years, but we're getting there. And we're able to become closer, having more talks, having more involvement with her own journey through this. And that has been a really helpful for myself as well. And things that, as a working mother, kind of that mom guilt is what you'll hear, that's really beneficial for me, because those were the things that maybe I wasn't always great at. I wanted to say yes to everything and be great at everything. And you put pressure, a lot of pressure on yourself to do everything. And especially during COVID, it's like, you want to keep everybody, you know, else safe. And this was something that now I'm like, I really need to pivot, understand that, and apply what I'm telling others to do. And that was something I mentioned in the post too. So how do I align to that? I'm seeing the effort I'm putting forth now. I'm seeing the outcome, and being able to align long-term for wherever God places me going forward, because I want to continue that relationship and continue building that.
I love that. I have a million questions that I could continue to keep asking, and I can't believe we're almost out of time. But I think, you know, right now where you're at, you know, you made a post. It was totally organic. It's gone viral. You've got all this traction and attention. You know, what is it that you would, what advice would you give to somebody about, you know, having a viral post, you know, whether it's a mom or a business owner? What are some things that you're learning? You know, one of the things that I really was impressed with is some of the boundaries that you have set for yourself, you know, to keep yourself grounded and, you know, in alignment with things. But what words of wisdom would you give to other people who are just looking to get to be where you are when it comes to having something go viral?
Well, I will start and say I am not a social media expert. This was not intended. So this is all new for me. I did reach out to a couple individuals and friends of mine who do more communication. I'm like, can you just help me? Because I have been recently just, you know, I've been led to help utilize my story to inspire others. And this was, once it took off and so quickly, I felt, okay, this is my sign. Here's your sign. It came quick. What are you going to do? And I took my action. There was my outcome. And what is going to be my response now? And one of the, I would say maybe advice, if you want to call it that, is whenever thinking about your response, what is that going to look like? And to not be fearful. Again, I think at first I paused for a long time. I was in fear. I was in shock maybe, and did not know what to say. I feel like I'm still there of, I have a large audience. Now I have like over 15,000, 16,000 followers and eyes on me. And I feel that I was just being authentic. And now I almost feel the pressure to be, to have perfection in a post. And I don't want that. I think that the organic nature of it was the reason why people had a connection and it resonated with them. So just continue to be organic. Have your responses be you, be authentic, and don't fear what maybe someone's reaction is going to be. Obviously, stay professional. This is LinkedIn, but be able to keep going. And you don't have to be completely polished. And I'm gonna continue that for myself. So more to come. And I'm gonna trust, and I'm not gonna fear. And I'm, you know, I encourage others to do the same and to live their purpose and, you know, find that, be intentional and just be you.
Love that. Now for people that are watching, they resonated with your post. They want to support you. What are some things that you need support in right now, or things that you decided you want to do moving forward?
Great question. I would say right now I am on my journey. Like I said, I would say what I'm calling a purpose journey. And I am still focusing on my health right now and establishing what that looks like. And on this purpose journey, creating what that framework is. Mm-hmm. So as I look at possibly more of like a consulting side of how do I inspire others? How do I talk about wellness? Maybe leadership qualities, characteristics, empathetic leaders, these things that are really important right now. If anyone has any inspiration or any advice, I am open to that. I think that everyone learns together. And this is something that I have not journeyed into this space previously. So again, please reach out. I would love any partnership, connection. And if I can help anyone, please let me know.
Awesome. So what is the best place for everybody to reach out to you? I know you've got a lot going on, but what do you think is your key place for them to connect with you?
Right now, I'm going to keep it at LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And then I have, like you said, like a boundary. So you won't hear from me probably within the next hour, but I have worked through most of my messages at this point, and then we'll go from there.
Awesome. Well, this has just been wonderful, Christine. It has been a pleasure getting to know you better. And as I have mentioned on other times when we've discussed things, that I am always here in your corner to support you any way that I can, to introduce you to anybody that I have in my network that might be able to support you as well. So what final thoughts would you like to share with everybody today?
I would say overall that, especially right now, we're seeing a lot of people already do this, but I would just still encourage people, especially if you have the opportunity to allow you to do this, but take your career into your own hands and think about what is it that you want? What is it that you need? And be courageous. Don't act in fear. Speak up. And if you need to take a work pause, that's okay. And being able to have that voice and being able to really shift and pivot our mindset on what that looks like now. So I think that that is something previously that maybe we've always had to operate in a box and what a career looks like. And now that's shifted. So continue and look at what works for you.
Love that. That is such great advice and wonderful insight. So everyone, we want to thank you so much for joining us today. This has been a wonderful conversation. And if you have any questions or would like to connect with Christine, feel free to reach out to her through LinkedIn. She can definitely be reached there on that platform. And in the meantime, if you have any questions, feel free to put them in the comments and we'll make sure that we forward those to her as well. So quite an inspirational story. I was so excited about being able to have this conversation. And there are so many other topics that we connected with on our Zoom call that definitely warrant possibly future collaborations, because there's like a number of things. You know, as a mom, you juggle a lot. And she's got 4 kids, so she knows what it's about. Having things on all different directions at all times. But again, Christine, thank you so much for your time. And this has just been great, great content for many moms. I'm sure they could resonate with many of the things that you shared, and they definitely took a lot from our conversation today.
Thank you again. And I look forward to hearing more from everyone.
Awesome. Well, you guys have an amazing day, and thank you so much for hanging out with us for just a little while. And we look forward to seeing you all again on the next episode. Bye for now, everybody.